This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Constitutional Council recommends Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma for Chief Justice. Anti-graft body files corruption case against 14 individuals, including former finance minister, over Pokhara Airport project. Lawmakers urge dialogue-based resolution of border disputes with lawmakers. And U.S. President Trump issues ultimatum to EU over a stalled U.S. trade deal. Now the news in detail. The Constitutional Council has recommended Supreme Court Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma for appointment as the next Chief Justice. The decision was made during a meeting of the Constitutional Council held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar yesterday. The meeting was chaired by Prime Minister and Constitutional Council Chairperson Balendra Shah. The meeting was attended by National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam, Leader of the Opposition in the House of Representatives Bhismaraj Amdengbe and Deputy Speaker Ruby Kumari Thakur. According to constitutional and legal provisions, Dr. Sharma's recommendation will now be forwarded to the Parliamentary Hearing Committee for endorsement. If approved, Dr. Sharma will become Nepal's 33rd Chief Justice. Earlier, the Judicial Council had submitted the names of 6 Supreme Court judges to the Constitutional Council for consideration in the appointment process. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case at the Special Court against 14 individuals, including former Finance Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, over alleged financial irregularities during the construction of Pokhara Regional International Airport. According to CIAA, the accused are alleged to have caused a loss of around 3.62 billion rupees to the state by granting unlawful tax exemptions to the Chinese contractor company China CAMC Engineering Committee, Engineering Company Limited, in violation of the original commercial agreement. The anti-graft body stated that the original agreement between the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal and the Chinese contractor required the company to bear all taxes, customs duties and related charges under Nepali law. However, the investigators alleged that a later implementation agreement unlawfully granted tax exemptions to the contractor while payments already included those taxes and fees, resulting in misuse and loss of public funds. The CIAA says the arrangement resulted in misuse and loss of public funds linked to the airport project. The CIAA has brought recovery of the alleged amount and legal action against the accused under prevailing anti-corruption laws. President Ramchandra Paudil has said that a responsible and free press is essential for strengthening Nepal's democratic republic and promoting good governance, development and prosperity. Addressing the National Journalism Day 2083 award distribution program at the President's office in Sital Nivas yesterday, President Paudil said the Nepali media has played a significant role in the country's political, social and cultural transformations and emphasized that responsible journalism based on facts and truth is necessary to educate citizens and safeguard democracy. Speaking at the same program, Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Bikram Timalsina, said press freedom, professional journalism and technology-friendly communication practices are vital for strengthening democracy. On the occasion, senior journalist Chandrakishore Jha and Namrata Sharma were honoured with Senior Journalist Award, while Umesh Trester, Bhola Kumar Paswan and Rupa Gohatraj received the National Journalism Award. Similarly, addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 126th anniversary of Gorkhapatra Sangsthan yesterday, Minister Dr. Timalsina stressed the need for media institutions to maintain public trust by becoming more professional, responsible and accountable. He urged employees of state-owned media institutions to adopt solution-oriented thinking and work in the broader interest of their organization. Referring to the evolution of journalism technology and practices over time, the minister said media institutions must review how to remain unique and trustworthy in the digital era. The International Relations and Tourism Committee of the House of Representatives has called for stronger and effective diplomatic efforts to reclaim territories of Lipuleg, Kalapani and Limpiadhura through dialogue. During a meeting of the committee yesterday, members described the government's recent diplomatic note sent to India and China regarding Lipuleg as a positive step. Lawmakers stressed the need for continued diplomatic engagement to resolve border-related issues while maintaining balanced relations with neighboring countries. The committee members suggested forming a high-level mechanism to further strengthen efforts on border management and territorial claims. In the same meeting, the committee also reviewed its draft internal procedures and discussed its future work plan, including matters related to tourism development and parliamentary oversight. Similarly, the government has announced plans to expand labour permit services to all local levels within the next week as part of efforts to make foreign employment management more accessible and transparent. Speaking at a meeting of the Parliamentary Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Welfare Committee yesterday, the Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security said the government has begun digitalising services to reduce fraud in the foreign employment sector. The minister further said that information is being collected from migrant workers at airports to better monitor conditions in the sector. During the meeting, lawmakers stressed the need for legal and policy reforms to make foreign employment more systematic, ensure worker safety and dignity, and improve the overall labour market framework. The committee discussed a range of suggestions aimed at strengthening governance in the foreign employment sector and improving service delivery for migrant workers. Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal held separate meetings yesterday with the Secretary General of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation SAARC, Ghulam Sarwar, and UNICEF Regional Director for South Asia, Sanjay Vijayasekara. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, discussions with SAARC Secretary General focused on strengthening regional cooperation among South Asian countries. During the meeting with the UNICEF Regional Director, the two sides discussed ongoing cooperation between Nepal and UNICEF in areas including child welfare, health, education, drinking water and sanitation. Nepal has recorded a score of 52 out of 100 in the International Budget Partnership's Open Budget Survey 2025, showing a slight improvement from 50 in 2023 and indicating steady progress in fiscal transparency. The survey says Nepal continues to improve public access to central government budget information, although it still falls short of the threshold considered sufficient for a fully informed public debate. Nepal ranked higher than its South Asian neighbours in transparency, including Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and Afghanistan. However, the report notes that public participation in the budget process remains low, with limited opportunities for citizens to engage. Likewise, the International Monetary Fund has extended Nepal's extended credit facility program by 2 months, now running until July 11, 2026, to allow completion of its final review. Under the program approved in January 2022, Nepal has committed to maintaining financial stability, strengthening foreign exchange reserves, and advancing public financial management and economic reforms. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now onto an international news update. US President Donald Trump has threatened to impose significantly higher tariffs on European Union goods if the bloc does not reduce its tariffs on American products to zero by 4th of July. The warning came after a phone call with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and Trump said the deadline coincides with the United States' 250th anniversary, adding that EU tariffs could otherwise be raised to much higher levels. The latest development come as talks between EU lawmakers and member states failed to reach a final agreement on implementing a previously negotiated trade deal. Despite tensions, both sides have said they remain committed to continuing negotiations with further talks scheduled later this month. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, including Kosi and Madhes province, while the remaining Tarai regions will likely remain partly cloudy today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi province and the remaining provinces, and at a few places in Madhes province, and at one or two places in the remaining Tarai regions today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of a westerly low pressure system and local winds, along with a low pressure area in the lower atmosphere near the eastern region of the country at present. And temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 15 to 17 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 21 and 23 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Constitutional Council recommends Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma for Chief Justice. Anti-graft body files corruption case against 14 individuals, including former finance minister, over Pokhara Airport project. Lawmakers urge dialogue-based resolution of border disputes with neighbors. And U.S. President Trump issues ultimatum to EU over stalled U.S. trade deal. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.